Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting set for the IHSA Bass Fishing Sectional. The Mercer County squad, they'll head to Lake McMaster next Thursday. We get a chance to visit with Mr. Aaron Hart, who's involved with the bass fishing program at Mercer County High School. It started at Aledo High School. First year of this event was 2009. I was talking to Kurt Gibson of the IHSA. He oversees the IHSA State Series for Bass Fishing, and he said, I thought it was funny, he said the state tournament now is a teenager. It's been around for so long since 2009. And the one cool thing about this, you know, Aledo and Westmer, they basically were at the very foundation of this whole thing, right? You got to be proud of the roots and the heritage of bass fishing, because Aledo, Westmer, and Mercer County, they were there from the beginning.
Yeah, first of all, morning, Jim. But yeah, you're right. Mr. Swank, who was the bass fishing coach down here for a lot of years, he was actually on that advisory committee when they first started exploring this. And like I've told you before, you know, Westmer and Aledo came together that first year, and we fished everything together. If we went to a weekend tournament, we did it all together. Me and Coach Breeden on this end. And it was Mr. Swank and Will Chisholm and a couple other people down the Westmer way. And we all just got along so great and had a blast going out fishing. So when we consolidated that next year, it was just a natural fit with me and Mr. Swank. And, you know, we had a blast doing it for 14 years together.
So I know, you know, when I followed this over the years, you know, for many of the years, you guys would fish off the Mississippi River backwater north of the Quad Cities. I think it's Pool 13, just kind of south of Savannah, Illinois, off Illinois Route 84. But the last couple of years, you've been fishing at Lake McMaster. Does one or the other matter? Would you prefer, you know, going back to Pool 13 or Lake McMaster? What's the setup? How does that benefit or detract from the Mercer County bass fishing program?
Well, they're just different bodies of water. You got to fish them differently. I don't think there's any, you know, advantage or disadvantage. There's definitely some monster bass in the river. There's no question about that. But, you know, last year we took a great group of kids down to McMaster, and Chase Olson actually had the large fish of the day. I think it was close to a 6-pounder that he caught. So they're there in Lake McMaster too. We just hope for good conditions. Last year it rained pretty much all day, just a steady little rain, which made it tough for the kids to fish. And like I said, we're just hoping this year we get some good conditions. We get a chance to go down and pre-fish it here next week and be ready to go for next Thursday's sectional.
So for those people that don't know, Lake McMaster, that's located where then?
It's Victoria. So it'd be part of the Rova School District, one of the letters in the acronym there. So it's just outside of Victoria, and it's all down through old strip mine territory. So it's all like strip mine lakes and really good fishing.
Yeah. So how are things shaping up with the 2023 bass fishing Eagles?
Boy, I tell you, first of all, we got about 20 kids out, which is great, but the weather hasn't cooperated. It's been cold. It's been probably an average of 30-mile-an-hour winds every night we go out. We go Tuesdays and Thursdays. Went out last night. It was kind of slow. But our last qualifying tournament's going to be Thursday. So after that, we're going to be able to determine, you know, who our top four anglers are going to be going next Thursday.
All right. So when I spoke to you at the beginning, you know, 199 schools were entered in the 2009 State Tournament Series for Bass Fishing. That was the first year, the inaugural event for the IHSA. And you fast forward to 2023, 319 schools now have bass fishing teams. There's 25 sectionals currently. What have you noticed, you know, from I guess, you know, when this thing started in 2009 to now 2023?
Definitely. I mean, we can see that participation every year that we go. And like you said, we've been on three different bodies of water over the year. We started down at Lake Argyle for the first five or six, and then we got moved up to Pool 13, as you spoke of earlier. And now we're at Lake McMaster. But I'm starting to see, you know, I get emails every spring from schools all over the state that are hosting their own invitational bass fishing tournament. And like I said, the participation's great. It's great to see, and I'm really excited moving forward here next year if they follow through with this format of going to regionals and then sectionals like all the other sports have. So that's just a testament to the popularity of the sport. And as you look up the chain, you know, there's so many colleges and universities now that have scholarships that they offer for bass fishing, and they've got college teams that travel all over the country and compete in these college tournaments. So it's really a growing sport.
All right. So when you look at kind of getting ready for next week, you've spoken about the conditions kind of this spring. Do you get, you know, maybe internally you talk about some of the kids, you go out and fish, but do you get a fish against some other schools kind of leading up to the sectional or not?
This year we haven't. Like I said, that's something we're looking to probably get into a little bit more. Need to have that conversation with Mr. Livingston, who's the other ag teacher down here. He took over for Mr. Swank as the other bass fishing coach when Swank retired. But I know we've gotten some emails before from Rova, who hosted, an invitational tournament. Most of the stuff that I guess we've been getting through email has been like a 6-hour drive away on a Friday, you know, so probably a little bit, you know, it's not very feasible right now, I guess, for us to drive that 6-7 hours to the southern part of the state to fish in a tournament. But I think, again, as this grows and you start to see more local schools do an invitational, maybe that's something that we look into doing. If we get a regional down here at New Boston, you know, maybe we host an invitational early in the spring ourselves.
Now, wait a minute. Now I wouldn't travel 6 hours to fish, but some listeners will say, Hart, you're crazy. I travel 6 hours to fish.
Well, I get that. I do get it. But yeah, like I said, it wasn't kids. It also wasn't a weekend kind of thing. They were doing it like on a Friday afternoon. Wow. And so it's like, okay, we'd probably have to leave the night before just to fish for 4 or 5 hours. So, but yeah, like I said, this thing's gaining momentum in the state of Illinois. I mean, obviously bass fishing has been, you know, a sport for decades, but, you know, gaining momentum here in Illinois, being, as far as I know, the pilot state for bass fishing in the nation. And you can really see it, like I said, gaining some momentum here.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to Kurt Gibson earlier this week with the IHSA, and only 11 state associations have state tournament series in bass fishing. And, you know, basically Illinois was one of the first associations to try it. And a lot of people are kind of basically following suit or following kind of the Illinois setup. Now, are you still doing some, you know, rod building and lure making? I know you've done that in past years, that the kids have been able to do that in the shop.
We have here in the last, well, I guess really in the last 2 years since Mr. Swank retired, we have not. But I have already talked to Mr. Livingston about getting that back going next year, since we've got so many students that are participating, and get Mr. Livingston trained up on how we do this thing. But we'll start in December ordering all those kits in, and then January we'll start making some rods. So, yeah, we're going to get back into that lure building. Try and do both of those things, like I said, starting in January, and be done probably by the middle of March. So when we start getting ready to hit the open water and go fishing, kids got something new that they built in their hand. So,
all right. Well, in my many conversations with the IHSA, they've said, hey, Taylor. And I'm like, yeah, it's like, we need some more bodies of water, specifically along the Mississippi River, for this IHSA, state tournament series in bass fishing. And they have their eyes on Pool 17 outside of New Boston. That's something they're really interested in. So what do you think about that possibility? It sounds like the IHSA is serious about maybe putting an IHSA postseason site there.
Yeah, like I told you off air, nobody from the state has reached out to me or Mr. Hofer yet. I mean, I don't see us not being interested in doing that. You always cause me more phone calls, though, because when you do these interviews, then I always get phone calls from people that want to help out with that, and they get real excited about the fact of hosting it down in New Boston. And I'm sure after this interview, there'll probably be some more of those phone calls. But yeah, we'd be open to it. It'd be great to be kind of on some home water where a lot of these kids fish all the time anyway. And to be able to, you know, host that and hopefully have some success on our home water would be excellent.
Now, do you fish that area yet, or is it basically just farm ponds you go out and fish at now?
With our time constraints after school, we just mainly stick to farm ponds, and we've got a great network of people around here that have some amazing ponds that we go fish. I know the very first pond that we went to was very, very cold, but the first fish that was reeled in was a 6-pound fish. So we've got some great bass and some great farm ponds around here. And everybody that I've ever talked to over the years just love having those kids come out and fish and see them continuing that sport and being active in something.
All right. Well, I just have always felt that Mercer County would be a perfect home to one of these IHSA bass fishing postseason sites. So hopefully, you know, things can come together and maybe something like that could happen. Since we've been there since the beginning in 2009, it would only serve purpose that we serve as, I guess, one of the hosts. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah, like I said, I think that would be awesome. I think it'd be a full circle moment. Like I said, we're definitely competitive. We take a lot of good kids that do a lot of fishing every year, and we're hoping to break through again. You know, it's only been once that we've been down to the state tournament, but we've been close so many times. I mean, last year, I think we were fourth. And they take the top three boats. And like I said, Chase Olson had the big fish of the day. And, man, just one other fish in their bag, and I think we would have been first or second. So, you know, we're right there every year. It's close. It's competitive. But the other schools have ramped it up, too. They're competitive as well. And it's a dogfight every year we get out there on the water.
It's a dogfight when we get out there on the water, people. So, and we
can quote of the day.
Yeah, and we can tell the people, right? You know, Mercer County, we were there in the beginning, you know, Lido and Westmore in 2009 when this thing started, because we knew what was up, right? So, all right, Aaron Hart, good job with the kids. 20 kids out on the bass fishing team here in 2023. Good luck to the youngsters next Thursday at Lake McMaster.
All right, thank you. I hope to report some good news at the end of the day.
All right, sounds good. Always great to talk bass fishing with Aaron Hart at Mercer County High School. You're listening to WRMJ.